Hi, the name's Neubronner, Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership, where I chew the fat with guests from many walks of life. Yep, I ponder the big questions, and we play around with some less significant ones too. I sometimes unpick the practice of leadership, delving into what it means to many. We laugh and we explore what it is to live with purpose and meaning. I hope you find the chat as useful as I have having it. Life, purpose, leadership. In this episode, my guest Cheryl Laidlaw and I have a laugh, and we explore how we can do what we want, when we want to, if only we stop rescheduling our lives. Cheryl and I have known each other for years. Cheryl is an award-winning web designer with over a decade of experience building awesome websites in a day. And Cheryl is probably one of the most beautiful people I've ever had the fortune to get to really know.
Ta-da!
How are ya?
Cheryl Laidlaw!
How are you?
I'm very well. How about you, Miss Laidlaw?
I'm great.
My goodness, it's been 450 years.
It really has. How long has it been?
At least four.
That's it.
You look fabulous.
Do
you
I?
You don't look a day older than 26.
That was probably how old I was when I met you, actually.
Probably, yeah. The years haven't been good to me. They really.
Look right where I'm sitting, darling.
I'm flabbergasted that when I sent you that email or whatever I did to communicate with you, say, would you be on my podcast? I was flabbergasted that I flabbergasted. I'm very good at this podcasting, I tell you. I was dumbstruck. I was dumbstruck because you responded and you were like,
of course.
Of course I'll do it.
I'm never on LinkedIn though. That's the problem. I've got a few people to get back to at the moment. I used to be always on LinkedIn, but now I'm like,
I've always felt that social media is just my opportunity to go, look at me, look at me, look at me.
Yeah.
hey. Jazz hands. And it's funny, I have quite a few different guests on with me lately. And the person I was talking to this morning, I got off it thinking to myself, it is very different because it's a different energy when you don't know somebody, because part of it is kind of that getting to know somebody and kind of, but that getting to know someone has been able to relate to that person, just being able to, the to-ing and fro-ing of conversation. And then I thought to myself, I have no doubt when I'm on with Cheryl, it'll just be a complete and utter wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, I've been known.
She could have matured and been a lot more professional.
Nah, that's boring.
Nah. But the question is, what have you been doing with yourself?
The last 4 years, last year, last month, yesterday, this week.
All of the above.
All of the above.
What were you doing last week?
I was building websites, which is pretty much what I've been doing for the last 11 and a half years. Yeah. I mean,
you must be a dab hand at it by now.
I can do it with my eyes shut now, Dion. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I just get in my flow, which I listened to an interesting podcast last week about getting into your flow.
But that's a very interesting point about the flow state. Actually, in the online programmy thingy that I do, one of the steps that we explore is how to get into a state of flow. And that is really groovy that you still find the website stuff challenging enough, but rewarding enough to get into a state of flow.
Yes, I think it's because every website is different. So I can that's still that challenge there to create that new design. You know, you're only as good as your last website. So every website has to be better than the last.
You mean more fandangled or a little bit or more sort of personal to the person or what? What do you mean?
Well, it could be if it's a different style. Yeah, it could be more jangled and
more technically jangled.
Yeah, it could be. But then I'm doing one at the moment that's so minimal and I love it. There's so much spacing.
isn't that just a metaphor for life? Creating space, making space. Aren't we all about nowadays trying to make more space for ourselves so we can feel a little bit more, experience a little bit more? So your website stuff is a metaphor for life.
Isn't that a thing, though, I think, with websites nowadays? People don't want it to be cluttered with loads of stuff in it and loads of information. People want to get a feel for the person or the organization, don't they? They want to get a feel for it, and they want bite-sized, don't we? We want bite-sized.
That is a thing, and I tell my clients that, and then they're like, oh, can you just move this text right up here to the fold? I'm like, I can, yeah, but... you know, it's going to look shit.
Do you respond in that way? Because
I do. I even put on my Instagram now, straight talker. You know, like a heads up kind of thing. Like, if you're not good at getting feedback, honest feedback, then don't use me. I'm not your girl.
Yeah, but that, and therefore that's why they come to you, right?
Yeah, I should hope so, because I think it's very easy in the beginning of your business. Now I can talk about that, and what been in business 11 and a half years, just to be that yes person. And you can be to a certain extent, but it's exhausting after a while. I can do that, but I'm not going to add that. If we do it this way, I won't be including it in my portfolio.
You see, now there is a mark of success.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh, but they're like, really? Well, you wouldn't? No, sorry.
There has to be something said, though, for straightforwardness or being or not beating about the bush. I think sometimes for me in my life, the straightforwardness has been really, really useful. And it's helped me really own who I am and allowed people to realize what I stand for. But I think also at the same time, it's sometimes been unpalatable for some people. They don't necessarily feel comfortable with that directness. I think it's a cultural thing too, but then I used to argue that it's a cultural thing, and I grew up in South Africa, and it's very straightforward. Everything's very straightforward and direct there. My PA or business admin person, Ramon, is from Holland, and the Dutch are very straightforward. So sometimes it's a cultural thing, but sometimes it's just a behavioral thing, right? That you are straightforward and you're going to give the feedback about the website or their website as you see fit. Otherwise, what's the point? Isn't that what they're paying you for? If you were to describe the ideal day in a life of Cheryl Laidlaw, what would it be? What would you be doing and why?
It would definitely involve food, 101. Okay. My little pooch, because I got a dog last year.
What kind of dog is it?
She is a Welsh Terrier.
Oh, yes. You know, they say dogs really are like their owners, aren't they?
Don't say this. My whole family say, oh, she's so your dog. She's so your dog. I'm like, she's a rebel. She's an absolute rebel. She's stubborn. She's hard work.
So Cheryl, what you're saying is she's straightforward then. She's direct. She knows her own mind, much like Cheryl Laidlaw does.
Yeah.
So I'd end up with a ginger cocker spaniel or something.
cute, yeah.
So what's her name?
Ada.
Ada. I'm very surprised at that.
Are you?
Yeah. Ada.
Ada.
It sounds very...
old?
Clever.
You can't say that. Why does it sound clever? Once you find out where it's from, just for the people that can't see, Dion is laughing his head off right now.
I'm so sorry. No, what I mean is you and I in the past have had very personal conversations about people's perception of you way back when.
And one of the conversations I think we had was the perception of you in relation to your appearance. Yes. And you are a very gorgeous, beautiful, stunningly blonde. And the key there was blonde.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, you were saying then, would see you as beautiful blonde. But they also saw you as a threat because you were the only woman in what was predominantly a man's world, IT and web design. And so they were threatened by you, but they would see you as the blonde woman, as it were, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, I went on a date once and he must have Googled me, and I had short hair about 2-3 years ago. And he said, looked at me, we're having dinner, and he said, "Did you cut your hair because people might have thought you was a blonde bimbo?" What? And I was like, how did you even know that I used to have long blonde hair? And two, what a thing to come out with.
What a thing to say to someone.
Yeah, it didn't go down well.
No.
So my day in the life would be, you know, walk the pooch, make sure she's happy, probably go for a breakfast. We talk about working life, fun life.
Go
with... you know, we'll combine it. So we'll have like a client breakfast, because I love a client breakfast.
Are you a morning person then?
I'm neither.
Neither morning or night?
Yeah, I'm neither one or the other, really. But I do like, I like food, so I do like a breakfast. And so if any of my clients say, "Should we do a breakfast meeting?" I'm always there. And then we'd be in London for that, because they do the best little, you know. Mm. Yeah. And then what would happen? I don't know. What could I do? Go shopping?
Would you go shopping?
I don't know. Would I go shopping?
Nah, you do everything online now, don't you?
Yeah, like, yeah. I browse.
Would you browse online and then go into a shop? Or would you do the reverse? Go into a shop, try it on, and then go and buy it online somewhere else cheaper?
Do you know what? I did something fancy this year and got myself a personal shopper. A stylist. Yeah. Yeah, so when am I booked in? I'm booked in to do my autumn winter wardrobe in 2 weeks' time. You know, that's something that's taken off my, you know, I didn't know what to wear. Sound like a dick, don't I?
I think people are I've got to publish this morning's podcast before this podcast. it's a good contrast.
Is it? Yeah.
But you don't have me making these funny sounds like a dog. You do this whole breakfast thing, and then you take old Pooch off Ada.
Yeah, yeah. What else do I do?
What do you... I have to apologise to my listeners, because Cheryl and I hadn't seen each other in over 4 years. And prior to that, we used to be in fits of giggles when we were doing business together anyway. And this coming together, this meeting of us 4 years on, it just seemed as though we started again where we left off, that we would just giggle about stuff. We'd just laugh. And I must say, I'm really sorry for all the laughter and the chuckles that you seem to be hearing. But we did have a lot of fun.
I'm bland, aren't I? I just work.
You're not bland. I mean... Looking behind you, you're definitely not bland.
I've just moved here, you see.
Oh, where have you moved?
6 months ago. I've moved to High Wycombe.
Where's that?
Buckinghamshire.
Oh, very.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything's up here in the office / spare room at the moment. Mm. And that's been fun, doing the house up when all the tradesmen don't call you back.
Is it you? And is there a man?
No.
No.
No, I tried. I waited. I failed. Or some would say I succeeded.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I did also the trying, went in for it and succeeded or failed, whichever way you look at it. Yeah. It's funny that, isn't it? I don't know. I found I've got to a point in my life where I'm kind of okay with things as they are right now. There isn't a desire to want a man in the life. I mean, it's not to say that I wouldn't, but the last incumbent didn't do so well.
No, I've been single. Yeah. I've dated, but you know, no one's really up to the task.
I suppose when you get older, the expectations, one's clearer about things, isn't one?
Yeah, I think that becomes a problem, especially when you live on your own and you really, really enjoy it.
Mm.
And, you know, everything is as it is, how you put it. And how you don't want to wash up, you don't wash up.
Yeah.
You know, like just being your own company. If you'd have told me this 3 years ago, I would have been quite upset. But now,
. But then I think, suppose, like anything, we get used to a certain way of doing things or a way of being. And I don't want to say we get set in our ways, because I don't think I am set in my ways. I suppose I'm set in my ways in certain things, but I still think I am quite flexible. But I think we get comfortable with how things are. And then, and that's, I don't see anything wrong with that. I actually think there's value in that. Albeit that I've decided, given that the last relationship came to an end at the beginning of this year, I've decided that I haven't fulfilled one of my core values enough. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I haven't lived that value enough. And the value is adventure. Well, I boil it down to adventure. And I find the stuff that I do with people is an adventure, but I want a new kind of adventure. So I've
like what? Like travel. Yeah.
Well, so a very dear friend of mine, she came along to a festival that me and Emma and William went to. And we were just chatting one evening over cider, as you do at a festival, I suppose. And she had said to me that a few years ago, she was looking into converting a van into a high-end camper van. And there's this company that does it. She showed me the company and it's fucking brilliant. It is so top notch. And so my adventure is I am going to, from probably the spring of next year, be what they call an entrepreneurial nomad.
Yes.
I'm gonna live in the van.
Excellent.
So I've bought one.
I did consider that instead of buying the house.
It's a little penny. I think the house is a little bit more of an asset. Which may work for you, but I've decided to do it, and I'm just going to, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to work and live from this van. It's really beautiful inside. I mean, it's got a loo, it's got everything. It's got, it doesn't have a washing machine. I'm going to have to go to the wishy-washy.
Yeah, you will. You might meet someone in the wishy-washy.
When you make a decision to do something, how uplifting it can be, rather than muddling through and knowing that you want to make a decision about something, but you just haven't.
It actually fits with something I saved this morning on Instagram. Mm. Do something you really want to do this year. Stop rescheduling your joy.
Love it.
Loved it.
That is it.
Yep, that's exactly what you've done.
Mm.
Love it. And that hit a chord with me as well. I was like, oh, what am I rescheduling?
I love the stop rescheduling your joy.
Mm.
Because we are so hell-bent on the career. We're so hell-bent on being remembered. You know, they talk about in business, they talk about having a legacy and all
that.
And I'm not suggesting any of that stuff is bad. I'm not.
No.
That it is. But is it what I want? Is this my joy?
And so true.
I had a previous guest on the podcast saying to me, wouldn't you want to live a life rather than portraying a life? And I love that phrase.
Good. I'll write it down.
As a side, the guest I'm referring to is Michelle Sheen of Instinctive Living, where in episodes 75 and 76, she and I explore what it means to be remembered. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's an inst, post, totally.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather live a life than portray a life? And we were talking about it in the context of this concept of being remembered and a legacy, because I was always concerned myself with ensuring that that which I do has an impact for people, that people experience that impact. And that's fine, but I've been concerned with making that more and bigger. And I think sometimes you can get caught up in trying to do that and therefore portraying this a life that you think, rescheduling your joy, essentially, instead of actually just living the life that you want.
Yes, absolutely. I used to do and put everything on Instagram, and some would probably still say that I still do. I don't. I hardly put anything on there. I can't be asked. I'm more about, I know we've been told it for years, living the moment, come on, la, la, la. And I've just sort of stopped putting it out there. And I think in the beginning, I used to portray that I did have an amazing life because of where I was going. I was always in London. I'm like, right, I'm going here, I'm going there. And do you know what? I was burnt out in 2019. You know, I was in bed for weeks and it kept happening. And I didn't understand what was going on. I kept going to the doctors, la, la, la. I had a whole year of it. And when I got out the other side, well, it was actually lockdown that actually got me out, you know, made me realize how much I was doing. You know, now that lockdown's over and we're easing out, we're going back into the real world, as it were, I cannot be bothered. I'm not going back there. It's just kind of flowed for me and hopefully will continue to, because I am happier. I am happy. I used to run around town and I used to go to an opening of an envelope. Every event, I'd be there.
Brilliant.
An
opening of an envelope. I think you're right. I think that's why for me, I think I too have come to a realization like that, albeit that I wouldn't articulate it in that way. Here's an example. Was it 2019? Yes. Before all the poo hit the fan, I was told you should take the residential that you do and make it into an online thing. And I said, no, 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 no. You should create an online business, Dion. And I said, no, 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 no. And then eventually I started doing it. Luckily I did, because 2020 came. And my reticence in doing it was because I knew that if I had some sort of online business, you'd spend your life portraying your life, wouldn't you? Because I think that's what happens. I think there is this online version of people. There's an online version of businesses. There's an online version of people, and there's an online version of entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I have found that going back to chatting with people that I know, chatting with people who know me, who know somebody else, who would like to know me or be introduced to, has been so much more beneficial for me as an individual. Not only am I talking to people, real people, but it's that word of mouth that has grown and built what I have. And if I'm honest, that's what I want, rather than some sort of desire to portray a life or kind of existence that's for everybody, but it actually is for nobody.
Absolutely. Add to that, actually, it's a very good point. That's because we've worked and we've gone to events, we've networked, we've done the hard slog, you know, we've done the BNIs, we've done the Athenas, we have gone and we've put ourselves out there. So now we can nurture what we've got. But you probably would say, go and do, so if a business was at the early stages, my number one thing is go network until you know, half a dozen people that are going to have your back or mention your name in a room when you're not in it. You know, years and years and years of burning out. No, it was only in 2019 that happened. But I honestly was at every event, and you can continue it online. Like you say, it's not a bad thing if you're just going, look at me, because people know what you do. People know what I do. Mm. I niched down to websites in 2015. For me, it's, my dad used to always say, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Very much so. But then that is creating a legacy though, isn't it? It is.
In some respects, yeah. As long as you're remembered for the right reasons.
If anything, this last 2 years has suggested to me is the quote that you just quoted, really.
Mm-hmm.
Rescheduling your joy, essentially.
I can't take credit for that, but you know.
Well, I'll do it. I'm going to give you...
I'll take it.
Well, don't we always seem to put the brakes on when it's about doing something you love, because we've got to either do something that draws in the do-re-mi, or we get caught up in a corporate world. And I think sometimes we get so stuck on what I should be doing and who I should be or want to be, and are less able to see who we are. Doing all the stuff in life that you feel that you must do, how do you know that all that stuff that you are doing is the stuff that you want to do? And for me, that's accepting things as they are. And I think when we do that, there's a greater sense of peace and a greater sense of fulfillment, because I am accepting things as they are. And I can then make choices that serve me.
Yes.
There's me on my soapbox.
I love it. This is like a whole self-development podcast. You know, you need to look, you ultimately need to look after number one.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Which is why for me, I made this choice about doing the van thing, because I ummed and ahed about it for months.
Yeah.
Thinking, but what about William? What about
yeah
relationship with his mother? And what about schooling and all of that sort of stuff? And personally, I just realized that if I make a decision here for me, I will make the right decision, because I know I still have responsibilities that I would never shirk. So, and when I've made that decision, there's a strength, and there's a vibrancy, and there's a, mm-hmm. a lightness then. There's a sense of direction.
They get a better version of you as well. It just lines up for you.
Yeah. So for me, it's just about that very thing. It's about, let's make the decisions, or make the decisions that you believe that you need to make. Make them. Because an indecision is a decision in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think we should just make the decisions. And that's not to say you jump in feet first all the time.
Yeah, that's but true.
The procrastination is the thief of time. And what's the point?
And then rescheduling without even realizing. And you could be rescheduling for the rest of your life, and then it's too late.
Indeed. So on that note, Cheryl Laidlaw,
yes.
I'd like to say thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you for asking me.
And I would like to say also, and I know this is going to sound very twee, I don't care, I've had such fun doing it.
Oh, me too. So refreshing.
I knew we would have fun. I knew.
Yeah.
So that's it. The name's Neubronner. Dion Neubronner. You're listening to my podcast, Life, Purpose, Leadership.